Hello gamers, and welcome to Is This Game Queer? I'm your host Leo, and I love video games and overthinking things. In this episode we get wiggly as we answer the question, is Slime Rancher queer? As usual, spoiler warning for the game. So over the summer I've been trying some new games, ranging from Corpse Party to House Flipper. Most of my time has gone to Cozy Grove, which is a game about cute ghost bears that are also incredibly creepy without meaning to. And that will definitely end up being an episode at some point. However, due to how slowly the story progresses, that might be a while before I get far enough to actually talk about the game. However, I've also been spending a lot of time with some old favorites like Minecraft or Stardew Valley. One of these games that I spent a lot of time in and gone back to in the last month or two is Slime Rancher. In Slime Rancher, you play as Beatrice LeBeau, who travels to the far, far range, 1,000 light years away, to be a slime rancher. The game was published by Monomi Park in 2016. It's available on PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One, and has received several big updates since its launch. The basic gameplay of Slime Rancher is quite simple. You find and capture slimes, cute little blobby things, feed them, and collect their droppings, which are called plorts, and then sell the plorts for money, which you can use for upgrades. The game is very big on exploration, with new areas and new slimes in those areas, and allows you to mix the slimes to find the cutest or silliest or most profitable combinations. Throughout the game, Beatrice also has some contact with other NPCs, though never directly, as all interactions happen through apparently one-sided video calls, and all backstory is told through letters from Earth, which is, again, 1,000 light years away. First off, the good. The first thing I ever noticed about Slime Rancher, way back when it was in early access, is that it's absolutely adorable. The slimes are small and cute and they keep smiling at you, unless they are trying to bite you. And there is no time limit to the game, unless you are playing a 5-day rush. So you can do things at your own pace. If you'd rather just focus on perfecting your ranch, finding the exact slimes you want, and making a lot of money, you can do that. If you'd rather unlock everything as fast as you can, that's an option too. If you'd like to focus on upgrading your tech, well, that's your choice. As stated before, the game greatly rewards exploration, as the plort prices vary according to how much you have sold of that plort and how rare or hard to get the slimes are. Therefore, finding new areas and new slimes is always profitable and allows you to diversify your ranch. There are also several secrets to find, with treasure pods scattered around the map, which will either give you materials for crafting or unlock recipes for decorations to place around your ranch or around the far, far range itself. All the NPCs have their own personalities, and although there is not much interaction, mostly just some letters or requests from the NPCs, You get a really good grasp on what each character is like, what they value, and even small character arcs for them all. Then, they're not so good. While the game is relaxing and lets you do things at your own speed, that also means it can get boring or at the very least repetitive very quickly. Once you've found all the areas, there is very little to do besides trying to find any remaining secrets and optimize your farm. There are upgrades that you can buy, which incentivize gathering more money even beyond the basic upgrades. But the last levels of these purchases get really grindy, and there is basically no point in getting them unless you are trying to 100% the game or are really into optimizing your ranch to the last detail. I have almost 270 hours on Slime Rancher on Steam, and not once have I 100%ed these purchases, because the game stops being fun long before that. At least for me, the exploration and new slimes and all that is where the game really shines. And while I get that some people will get their own enjoyment from the basic ranching and peaceful decoration and other things, it doesn't work for me. Also, actually caring for the slimes will take a lot of your time. And if you want to spend more time exploring or doing the mini games in other areas, well, you will end up with angry slimes, which will lead to enemies getting out. Even if you have chosen the peaceful difficulty, where the enemy tar slimes never spawn, the slimes can get out of their corrals and end up everywhere, and then you'll have to clean up after them. This was somewhat fixed by the automation upgrade, which added craftable bees that will do some of your chores and the ranch for you. However, it takes a while to unlock this in the game, and even then they require regular maintenance, so there is never a real option to just forget about the ranch stuff and go running around the far range, which is a pity because the world of Slime Rancher is pretty and interesting, and I would happily spend a lot more time going through every last corner of it if that didn't mean chaos when I return to the ranch. Also, well, the way the plot market functions with prices rising and falling does give some strategic advantage to the game. It also means that there is very little you can do to actually optimize. You can sit on plots and hope for their price to go up, but there is no actual indication of when the prices are at their highest or when they will start to fall. And also, the way the later slimes are more valuable means that at some point you will have very little use for the early slimes at all. So, if you really like the cat slimes or the rock slimes or even the basic pink slimes, well, at some point you are going to be keeping them just for the aesthetics. Finally, the queer. Now, there are no direct interactions in Slime Rancher. All the NPCs contact you through letters or video calls, and there is no actual way of responding to them. As such, it would seem that there is very little queerness to be found. Even the only actual romance, so to speak, is in messages left by another NPC that tell about his love for a female rancher who is never seen. However, Beatrice's backstory is told basically entirely through letters from Earth, which are coming from her ex, Casey. Casey's gender is never revealed in the game, and the developers state that they left it ambiguous on purpose. I would also argue that Mochi Miles obviously has some kind of feelings for Beatrice, but that might just be my wishful thinking. All in all, even if there is no confirmed on-screen romance, there is the possibility of it in Casey, in Beatrice's backstory. And also, there is something very queer about a young woman moving to the other side of the galaxy to do some ranching on her own and leaving behind all of society's expectations. All in all, Slime Rancher is a peaceful, relaxing game for when you want some cute exploration and adorable slimes to boop at. However, it can get grindy or repetitive, so depending on your preferred game style, it might not be something to try to 100%. On the other hand, even if you don't like the repetitive parts, there is plenty to do with just exploring the new areas and finding all the slimes and their combinations. As always, thank you for listening to me ramble about Slime Rancher.